Mayor Frank Jackson says without the 0.5% income tax hike, city services will have to be cut. But he says the extra $80 million a year would improve services, including police department reforms. The Greater Cleveland Partnership, the area's Chamber of Commerce, has endorsed the tax hike. President and CEO Joe Roman believes it will keep the city's momentum moving forward by bolstering services.
Housing inspectors, safety services, all of the kinds of things that are crucial to a neighborhood being ripe for investment, including downtown. But, you know, we do have neighborhoods of the city beginning to grow again, and we need more of them to do that. But in order to accomplish it, we need the services. People need to see that they have the services in the neighborhoods that they can count on.
The proposed tax hike has received little opposition. That's because nearly 90% of Cleveland's income tax is paid by commuters who live outside the city. I'm Kevin Niedermeyer, 89.7 WKSU.